Margaret Spellings, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hey, Rick. Good to be here.
Education has been a key part of the Institute. I know you're trying to become a hub for education reform efforts. Do you ever worry that you'll be seen as a hub for just a certain kind of education reform?
Well, I think what I've learned and what President Bush certainly knows is, you know, there are a few key features in education reform that really cause the needle to move for poor and minority students in particular. And that is some level of accountability and transparency. You know, information is power. Through No Child Left Behind and other policies, which now need to be refreshed and renewed, given the fact that they've been on the books for a while, and we've learned a lot in that period of time, the core idea of holding ourselves to account for the performance of all students and doing something when the system doesn't adequately serve those students is right and righteous. Do the solutions vary? Do we learn more over time? You bet we do.
Now, before you went to Washington with President Bush, you were with Governor Bush in Austin. One of the things I know you had a major role in was writing the home rule law that has become such a topic of discussion here in Dallas as the city considers whether to kind of remake its school system under this law. So what was the thinking when that law was written?
The idea was this, you know, if we were going to be honest with ourselves about holding schools accountable, how you get there is a matter of local prerogative. We ought to be, you know, very hawkish on local control and local authorities, provided that there are results at the end of the day. I'm sorry that the debate has seemed to deteriorate a bit, but I'm a fan of the process and the philosophy behind it that says we trust local communities, providing they're getting results for students.
So you've seen kind of how it's played out so far in Dallas. If you had to go back and do it again, are there things that you might have tweaked to eliminate some of the confusion?
One of the things that I think people don't understand is, you know, what is the problem? People didn't really understand, well, what is it that we're trying to fix here? And so I think the case making for why we needed this particular tool at this particular time maybe was a little bit presumed that people had those levels of knowledge. And secondly, I would say that I think that the supporters, and I would count myself among them, needed to do a better job of describing what the changes might be. Mm-hmm. What specifically, you know, is it extending the school day? Is it pre-K? Is it funding? Is it teacher placement? Is it governance? And be very transparent about that.
I talked a couple of weeks ago to Colleen Walker, who's the new CEO of the Perot Museum of Nature and Science, and she is really focused on fighting what's known as the sophomore slump. I wonder what you're doing at the Bush Center to take that on.
Well, we'll be having a number of temporary exhibits this year. We're featuring the president's portraits through early June. President Bush is hosting our fourth warrior bike ride down at the ranch, where wounded warriors come and ride with him. And then, of course, our policy work and the commitment that we make not only to our work around the world, but here in this community. And we will be partnering more aggressively with Dallas ISD. Superintendent Miles and I have talked a lot about some ways to work together. And so we want to make a real impact in this community. We're hosting a monetary conference featuring former Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke on May 19th. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fascinating programming coming up.
Margaret Spellings, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.